Namaskar, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm back here for another episode of DharmaCast. Some time back, I did a podcast on the seven secrets of success. These seven secrets were the words of Shiva, Sadashiva, the founder of Tantra, and they date back around 7,000 years. And he gave the secrets for success, spiritual success, but also these factors can play a big part in worldly success. So today I just want to look at one of those factors. He says that a human being needs a balanced mind in order to be successful in life. So what is meant by a balanced mind? In human life, there are sometimes extremes that we go to. Sometimes we feel very superior, we feel inflated if someone gives us a great praise or something like that, and we feel we're the greatest thing in the whole world, and you know we're the ones who can do it. It's the ego, the play of the ego. So if it gets out of hand, it's not good. We become unrealistic and also unbearable for the others around us. So someone who has a great superiority complex, it's not a great thing. But there's also the other side of the coin, which is an inferiority complex. When a person thinks that he or she is worthless and he or she can't do anything in this world and you know they don't have any value, you know, that leads to depression and even at, in the extreme to suicide. So neither of these extremes are very good. So how can we maintain a balanced approach? So the answer to that has to do in a part of yoga, which is really what we would call the devotional side. And here, if we can think that whatever strength and even weakness that we have is really just comes from God. It's God's play, you know, it's what the cards that we've been dealt. And if we realize this, so even when we have a feeling of great superiority, we realize, no, this strength that I do have has been given to me. It has been given to me by that supreme creator. And on the other hand, if we're on the other side of the coin, the other side of the extreme, and we feel really down and out, then we have to remember that we're part of that cosmic entity. We're part and parcel, that we're that strength of the cosmic entity is also inherent in us and in all human beings. And if we can, when we're down, if we can realize that this strength is with us, then we come up. And if we're too far up, then we realize that this strength is not completely ours. And that's why I want to read a passage from my guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, where he comments on this. And he's talking about devotion and also what I think is important for a balanced mind. He says, "Whatever is done only to please the Supreme Consciousness is called devotion. One has to serve the universe with this ideation. In the beginning, there is a feeling of doership, but gradually one starts realizing the source of one's energies and capabilities. Are they really one's own possessions or creations? Even the strongest of wrestlers becomes frail and is unable to speak if he does not have food for a few days. The scholarship of a scholar vanishes in thin air if you keep him without food for a week. Thus, all your knowledge, intellect, capacity, and valor are dependent on him. That is why there is nothing for a person to be proud of. The moment one understands this, one is ensconced in devotion, and then alone one will be able to realize that one is working according to the wish of the Supreme, with one's intellect and capacities. This is a sign and feeling of a staunch devotee. So it's clear that we shouldn't go too far in the mode of inflation of the ego, and we have to realize, we have to come down to earth, we have to realize that whatever strength we have, it's really transitory and it's temporary. It's given for a moment for us. For instance, you may be very beautiful and good looking today, but certainly age is going to catch up with you. It's your gift for the moment, but you won't have it forever. Even many different kind of skills that we might have, they can vanish. He said here, the great scholar who values his scholarship, her scholarship, you keep him from food for a day or two, it'll go. But also, if that scholar lives long enough, that scholar will also forget many things, and the mind can also be afflicted by dementia. So it's a here, transitory thing that we have. If we have some gift, we should use it, but we shouldn't think that we are the sole creator of that gift, the sole owner, and that we can determine how that gift is going to be used forever. No, it's a transitory thing. But very importantly also, for anyone who he or she feels inferior or can't do the work of this world, every one of us has within us that spark of the divine. And that the force, that's why we also say the force that guides the stars guides us. The force that's guiding the whole universe is also within each one of us. And we can unlock that force. And that's what yoga is about, is to unlock that potential. We can realize that potential and raise our standing in the world. But as we get realized and we raise up our standard, we can't forget that all this strength comes from a supreme source. And this is what we mean. This is the devotional side of yoga, when we realize that we're working with our body, we're working with our mind, we're working with our spirit, but we're working with something which has been bequeathed to us by a greater source. And if we can have this feeling as we go about the world, that's what is really what devotion means, that we realize we're part of something bigger than ourselves. And what does that mean? It means that we should use what we have for the good and happiness of all, and for to try to reach our own satisfaction and our own fullest development. But we can't go off the rails either on one side of egomania or in depression. We should be steady. And that steadiness is what is balance of mind. And this is a great component of the life of any spiritual aspirant, a spiritual seeker, and really for any worldly success, we have to keep balanced in all situations. So this advice, which was given by Sadashiva 7,000 years ago, it stands the test of time. And I hope that everyone will think about it and try to live up to it. So that's all I wanted to say in this little podcast, and I thank you for listening. And I hope you will come back for other episodes. And I say to you, namaskar, which means I salute you with my mind and all the love and cordiality of my heart. And when I salute you, I'm saluting the divinity that is within you. So namaskar.